lovely.
Oh, that's beautiful, Wendy.
It is that time of the year, and people have been talking about flu shots, and it's very important that we get our flu shots by the end of October. So on the line with us right now is Dr. Marielle Frachon, Medical Director of the Immunization Program with the Chicago Department of Public Health. Hi, Dr. Frachon.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. I have a confession to make. Jasmine said, hey, we got to do this flu shot thing. Tell people we really need to do it. Do you want Dr. Frachon to come in and administer shots? And I said, no, I feel like, how does that help the listener? And then so many people in our office have come up saying, are you guys giving away free flu shots today? Mm-hmm. Can we come and do it? So I feel really bad. Next year, we want you to come and inject us. But I went and got
everyone.
Mine. Yes. I went and got mine yesterday. My husband has asthma, so I said, please get in there today because flu shots are running low at some of the places. But it's important to do it by the end of October. Why is that?
So this year, we're really saying, yeah, get your flu vaccine by Halloween, because Australia had a really bad season this year, and it was a lot earlier, and it was a pretty scary season over there. So the CDC is telling us, get it sooner rather than later this year. And again, we can never predict when it's going to hit here in the U.S., but better safe than sorry.
And there was someone in our office, Sarah, who said, oh, flu shot's coming today. I said, no, it's my fault. Sorry. But you can go to your pharmacy. There's Walgreens or CVS. And also, if you don't have a doctor, you can get, how can you do a walk-up? You call 311?
Actually, we have on chicago.gov/flu. We
okay.
have our 25 flu clinics that are left. We did about 80 this year. And even this weekend, we have the 35th ward and the 4th ward on Saturday that we're doing.
So that's chicago.gov/flu.
/flu.
And the mm-hmm. question from Sarah was, I've never had a flu shot before. I've never really had a problem. Why should I get one now?
Well, it takes 2 weeks for you to be protected. And we're getting really good studies out now about how it reduces your risk of hospitalization by half. And if you have any other health issues, it prevents death by almost 70%. So in kids, it saves kids every year from dying. And the scariest thing as a pediatrician really is when you hear about a kid who dies from flu who didn't get their flu shot. And so it's really important to me and for everybody's families to be healthy, and then also to protect those who can't get flu shots. So that's why it's important for everyone.
Dr. Frachon, it was mentioned about a shortage of vaccine. Why would there be a shortage of vaccine? They know the flu is coming. They know people are going to get the shots. Why would a shortage play into this?
It's sort of interesting. Because we're really pushing for people to get it earlier, we're running across this issue of it not being in stock places.
Yeah.
It's actually not abnormal for the flu vaccine to have a slow delivery in the early fall, and then you get more of it into the office in November. The manufacturers just need time to get the amount out there.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, high-dose flu vaccine is lagging behind the other types of flu vaccine this year. So even at our clinics, we haven't been able to give the high-dose flu vaccine because we're waiting on the manufacturer. But now, actually, Walgreens is starting to stock it. Other pharmacies are getting it, and we also now have it at our walk-in clinics.
And
so it's mostly because we're promoting it earlier.
And also explain the correlation between Australia and here. You said Australia had a rough season, so we're more than likely going to have a rough season. What's the tie-in? I don't understand it.
Yeah, so in the Southern Hemisphere, you know, they have winter when we have summer. So they get their flu season first. And it doesn't always match up, but a lot of times we end up having a similar season to what they do just because of international travel, et cetera. So this year, the flu vaccine has two different types of flu A in it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're hoping that sort of small change in those types will help us be better protected this year with this year's shot.
There's a couple people that I'm friends with, and on my Facebook feed, they are putting, you know, don't get the flu shot. It's only going to make you sick. You know, we had flus when we were growing up. It never killed us. It's not going to kill you now. What do you say mm-hmm. to those people?
Flu can absolutely kill people. 2 years ago, it killed about 80,000 people, which is, it was a really scary flu season. And with the data we have, we know that if it could keep you out of the hospital, which one of us would not take, you know, a pill in October to keep us out of the hospital? I think it makes a lot of sense. And then I also tell people that the flu shot, there isn't a way for it to give you the flu from a biological perspective. It's a killed, inactivated protein that's in there, and it can't give you influenza. But this year, you know, I am hearing just anecdotally that people are getting, they're feeling more achy. It hurts a little bit more. And you do get, you know, you feel a little bit sick within the first 2 days. And that's fine. You know, we have to accept that our bodies are making protection, and you might feel, you know, a little bit sick the first 2 days, but then you'll be protected for the rest of the season.
And most susceptible are people with compromised immune systems, older people and younger kids, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Anyone under the age of 5, anyone over the age of 65. And then if you have any other heart, lung, any other chronic diseases, it's so important for you to get your flu shot.
It can't hurt you. I mean, that's all I have to say. My arm is killing me, so actually right. It does hurt me. I got it yesterday. Someone says, I have a cold right now. Can I still get a flu shot?
Absolutely. You have to be pretty sick when you come to my office not to get a flu shot, because it doesn't hurt you if you get the flu shot when you're sick. It's just that your body can't give as good protection if your body's fighting another virus, for example. But it won't hurt you to get it, and it'll protect you from a much worse viral infection, which is influenza.
Are we understanding this correctly, Dr. Frischone? There's a lot of people out there that are very afraid of needles. They're very brave people, but they are afraid of needles. The spray,
like me.
Yeah, next year, Bill, I think.
The spray is back in next year. Is that true or not true?
So this year, yeah, the nasal spray, it should be available.
Oh, this
year. You might
have
to call around to find it.
Yeah.
And it's being recommended at the same level as the shot. They fixed the vaccine, and the data is better. And so we're recommending it at the same level as the shot.
What about gummy bear form? Is it in gummy bear form yet?
Not yet.
Oh, if I could invent that, I would.
All right.
You should work on it. Yes, you would. So I heard that the nasal spray, you know, it was originally for babies or Bill. And
I'm okay with that. That should insult me, but it doesn't.
But, you know, he was over the age of where it would be effective, but they've changed that. And I thought next year, but what should we do? Just call around to see if they are offering the nasal flu vaccine?
Yeah, there's a little bit of a delay again with the manufacturers with the nasal spray version. So, yeah, call ahead to your doctor and see if they have it.
And it's equally as effective? It's no less or more, no more effective as a nasal spray?
So that's a really great question, and the data is pretty complicated, because depending on the strain, each vaccine has its own effectiveness. So for some strains, it's going to be a little bit better or worse depending mm-hmm. on the depending on the shot. But this year, based off of last year's data, they're saying that it should give you the same level of protection.
Oh, good. All right.
All right. She is Dr. Marielle Frischone, Medical Director of the Immunization Program with the Chicago Department of Public Health. Please, even if I don't invite you, will you come give us shots next year? Because I feel bad that I deprived some of my coworkers of the flu shot this year. And if people
I'll show up unannounced.
All right. Perfect.
That's fine.
It's no big deal. And you can go to chicago.gov/flu and find out if you don't have insurance. You can find out where to go to a walk-in immunization clinic. But if you do have insurance, mine was free. I didn't pay for it.
Nice.
So
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Stay in good health. I hope you don't get the flu. Wouldn't that be ironic? And work on those gummy bear flu vaccinations.
Please, work around the clock on that.
I will.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Frischone. Have a great weekend.
Chicago.gov/flu. If you don't have insurance, you can find out where to get a free flu shot. It doesn't hurt. It can only help. We're here to help you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder at 720 WGN.